For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Before we get started, Mike, and before you and I man up,
here we go.
Dylan needs to man up.
Oh, don't do that.
Because
that man.
Dylan, for 2 weeks in a row, has not done the one thing I've asked him to do.
And that's It'll put happen. My voice I'll man on up. That intro. That's okay, though.
It'll happen.
Doesn't need to be on there, man.
It does need to. Bo is absolutely right. It does need to be on there because that's fair. Mike has been plenty wrong during this segment as well.
Okay.
So it does need to be on there.
He
so,
has to.
Bo, before y'all man up, I will man up and say I'll send that email to Steve today, pronto.
All right. Like your haircut.
Thank you.
Well, you got a new haircut. If you can't see it.
I do know. It does look good. Looks good, Dylan. That's all. When I came in.
Thank you, Tiff.
You're welcome.
All right, where do we want to start, Michael?
Well, I think we should probably start with the good for both of us because that's the vibes I'm getting. I'll go first if you don't mind. I stepped in. I said basically, this Falcons defense, Bo, it's too good. It's too good to give up all those points, give me the under, and that Falcons and Dallas game.
For my NFL lock of the week, I'm going straight down to the bins. No, I'm not taking the Falcons. I wish I was. I don't feel that confident, but I am going with the over-under in the Falcons-Cowboys game. 51.5 is the number. Now, that begs me to say, you know what, man? Falcons, 30 points, three of their last four games. Dallas, maybe the passing attack gets us. We can't rush the passer. No! Vegas knows all those things, Dylon. I'm going under 51.5. Both these teams will start slow. It might be 0-0 after the first quarter before the Falcons pull away. Under 51. Falcons, Cowboys, lock it up.
You swag and surf.
You do. You swag and surf. Y'all like that?
I know it's your good, but the only thing you were right on in that entire pick was the fact that they would go under because you said it would be 0-0 after the first quarter. That was wrong. You said should've you weren't very under. Confident. You should have been. You were wrong on your confidence.
Should have been confident?
Yeah, you should have been confident.
No, man.
Always, man.
What you got here?
Well, the game that a lot of people thought might be the game of the day was Detroit at Green Bay. And it was a bad weather game. Dylan said it was his pick for us. You thought Green Bay was going to win. And I told you, not so fast, because Detroit might be the best team in the NFL. I don't know what Jordan Love's going to do, and I don't think Malik Willis, if he has a play, is ready for Detroit with or without Aiden Hutchinson. Mm. Detroit might be the best team in the trenches in the NFL. If they're not, they are gosh darn close to it. Give me the Lions minus the 2.5. This is the only way I'm going to pass Mike is to go against Mike.
I don't think it matters where we play at. Doesn't matter about the conditions. We knew that coming in here. We didn't want to know if we validated anything. Are we going to validate being able to play in the weather? It doesn't matter, man. That's just the way you're built.
Oh, you validated me, Coach, and I appreciate that.
I love that, man. I love hearing him in the post game. All right, unfortunately, I got to go over to my ugly Kentucky-Tennessee. Kentucky was a 17-point dog at one point right there at the end. They actually pulled to within 3 of this game.
They're blacking out Saturday night in Knoxville, in Neyland. They are far and away more talented than Kentucky. The line is 17.5, whatever you want to put it. Kentucky, we love the blue-collar version and the Mark Stoops. They're not playing that way. I think Tennessee runs them out of the stadium on Saturday night, gets it done. Tennessee minus 17, wearing the all-black unis after the reveal video, fireworks going on, Neyland Stadium, the whole thing's rocking. Tennessee, I love it, man. Tennessee minus the points against Kentucky this weekend.
Tennessee minus points. Boy, I can't wait till you're wrong on that one. Kentucky's got something to prove.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks!
Oh, man, Kentucky scored that fourth quarter touchdown and only lose by 10, so I was definitely wrong on that one. But, yeah, it happens. I went 2-2 this weekend.
I mean, it's normal for you. You're spinning wrong a lot.
There you go. Which one of your three losses are you going
to
do here?
Well, I guess Dylan wants to do the wants me to do, yeah, right. wants to do the Army game that I picked, because let me tell you something, going into this game, Tiff, I know you you got to do the game, so you know this. But Army had scored 35 or more in 6 of 7 games. They had scored 42 or more in 5 of 7. Bryson Daly was going into the game, had 26 combined touchdowns.
Led the team in rushing.
Yeah, only if he had played.
If only.
Air Force at Army. Our very own Tiffany Blackman is on the sidelines for this game. The over-under
is... I didn't know she was at that one.
The over-under... You don't listen to her. The over-under is 41.5. Army has scored 42 or more in 5 of their 7 games.
Okay.
They've scored 35 or more in 6 of their 7. Bryson Daly, the quarterback, not Dyson Daniels, has got 26 total touchdowns, 19 of them rushing. Pick Army if you want with the cover. I don't care. I don't do covers in some of these games. I'm telling you to pick the over 41.5. Army might do it themselves.
Mm. Psych! That's the wrong number!
What was the final on that one ended up being?
20-3.
Oh, man. You only missed it by about 20
points. I'm going to side with you on this one.
Oh.
Just because I was there and I know what took place last minute leading up to kickoff. And, you know, we were informed we would not have the Bryson Daly playing in that football game.
You know what? I actually just came up with an idea. We should do this. Let's get the morning shifters. Let's get the shifties involved. I'm going to put out a poll. Should Bo get this game taken off his record? Yes or no?
No.
But you got to put it in context that he was literally Tiff, what?
Game time, like we had no indication of it. So we were told, I was on the field, we were told right then.
It's simple. If you were in Vegas, would you get your money back? Answers.
Well, that's not. Hold on. No. That's not necessarily true because when there are injuries that happen right out of nowhere that has never been disclosed or sickness or whatever the reason is, there have been games that have been taken off the board by Vegas because of those things.
Yeah.
Where they say, you know what? I don't know how. Maybe they give you credit or whatever. You don't get your money back necessarily, but you get the credit. But they would take that off. They could have taken that off the board.
I would take this off your record.
The executive producer has decided, and his decision is he's going to let the shifties decide. So a poll will be out shortly. You vote yes or no?
I think the executive producer's copping out a little bit there. He could just man up, and this is the man up segment, and say, I'm making the executive decision.
Whoa. First of all, I've lightened up a little bit for you, because at first I said it wasn't coming off. Now I have had a slight change of heart, and I'm at least letting people vote.
Yeah, I'm sure Garrett might have told you that how they would have done it at Chick-fil-A. So.
What?
He's our resident Chick-fil-A employee. Look at him. He says, my pleasure. Every time you ask him to do something, he says, my pleasure. He even got the khaki pants on. Anyways, look, it is what it is. If you take it off, you don't. I mean, I'm going to catch Mike at the end of the day. There's still plenty of time left.
I'll let the shifties decide. I will.
I mean, we're on 9 games into the season in NFL. So we got, 8 more? And actually... 9 more weeks because, you know, teams get byes in their 17-game schedule. And then we've got – we'll pick through the playoffs, won't we? Maybe those be our mandatory. Sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
We got plenty of time. Yeah, I'm talking about playoffs in college, but yeah.
If that makes you feel better, if that makes you sleep better at night, then
– beating Mike?
You can go ahead and look ahead to the future.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.